August the 5th, 2013. Saturday morning. Los Angeles. Not a cloud in the sky. It's going to be a marvelous day. I have with me, in the studio, Devontae Anderson. And we're going to talk about success. How can a person be successful? Through his dreams? Through the ambition? What makes a person successful? Does God have any connection with it? Or is the lone individual floating in outer space out there, dreaming, listening to another man's dreams and making that other man's dream his dream? Thinking out loud is the subject of our subject matter today on today's webcast. As we continue, my name, I'm PJ. I'm your internet pastor. Some of you college students have been waiting to meet Devontae because you've heard me speak about him. And now you're going to hear one of your contemporaries talk about success. Thinking out loud, being successful. On this Saturday webcast, on this October the 5th, 2013, this is PJ, your internet pastor. If I do quote a Bible verse, it'll be one. Whatsoever things, you know, there's a Philippians text that says, whatsoever is just and true and right and worthy of honor, think on these things. So we're going to see what young people think about as we get into this subject matter. Devontae, welcome to the studio. I'm glad you can make it. Yeah, it's good to have you. Young man, why don't you give a little bit of background on yourself? Where did you grow up?
Grew up Pasadena.
Wait, I don't hear you.
Grew up Pasadena, California.
Wait a minute. Let me adjust this mic. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to talk in that thing there. You got to. Now, yes, your lips should be about 3 inches from the mic. There it is. Now talk. You grew up where?
I grew up Pasadena, California.
Okay, Pasadena, California.
Born Pasadena, raised in Los Angeles.
How old are you?
Right now I'm 21 years old, born July 12th, 1992.
Oh my goodness. Wait a minute, hold it. July of 1992, I was doing marriage seminars at the VET. In 1992 was when the VET was in its heyday. And I was a prime radio guy doing, oh man, when you were born, I was doing this stuff. Okay. What's your dreams, man? What do you want to do? Listen to this.
Man, dreams. My dreams. My dream, honestly, is to play professional football and have degrees backing me up on that. Right now, I kind of thought of it, and since they pay us to go to school, like,
who pays you to go to school?
A university will give you a scholarship.
Ah.
So that means you get a full ride scholarship, right? So why not take advantage of that? Why not take advantage and try to double major? Because you're not hurting nothing. You don't have to pay $50,000, $60,000 a year. Why not take advantage of all education you could possibly receive? And most of these young men these days don't really think like that.
So what you're trying to say is that if you get a full ride scholarship, okay, and you will be able to play in a college, preferably one of note, and then after that, your dream is that an NFL team will pick you up.
No, it don't really work like that. Because a dream, I believe, and I'm only 21, but at the same time, I believe a dream is nothing if you don't have goals and you can't complete short-term goals to make that long-term goal.
What are you talking about?
Like, as for example, PJ, what's your dream?
It's been fulfilled.
It's been fulfilled. And in order for you to fulfill that dream, you had to make goals for yourself, right?
Yes.
And you got to make short-term goals to get a long-term goal. Like, yes. This house, you always wanted a house. When you first bought it, how did it look?
Well, it was the house.
Better yet, excuse me, sir. Better yet, your first place, How was your first place you ever bought to now? Short-term goal to get to your long-term goal. What was your first job to your career
you have now? It was different when I was a young man coming up, because our goals and our dreams were completely different from what you're looking at. Number one, I had to look into the mirror and look at me. I had to look at me and I had to see what I wanted to do. I was faced, that's a good question, Devante. I was faced with a world that had my dreams and everything already outlined for me. I knew that as a young man at 23 that I'd have to get up every day in my life and go to somebody's job and make some money so that I could get a little car and a little apartment, some clothes, and all that kind of stuff. That was not a dream. That was a necessity. It was necessitated that we had to go that way because no one else would give us full ride scholarships. We wouldn't. No. That not for black people.
You're right.
We didn't dream like that. We had to work.
You're right. But today, it's like people around my youth and younger than me, they don't really get it. It's like the morals in life is really completely changed. It's like you 70 years old, blessed to be 70 pretty soon. And it's like most people nowadays, 20, that's 50 years ago. So it's like the morals changed from now. Like these people want to do this and that, do what they want to do. And it's not like that. They still got to keep the good morals that our elders and our ancestors and everybody taught us. Because this is what will basically achieve us in life. That's why today I still go to work. I still wake up. I still do get my penis. I know one day I want my diamonds. So at the same time, it's like I have to start from the bottom to get to the top. But some people don't want to start from the bottom because it's too hard for people. They complain too hard, but they haven't really seen what hard is or and what hard could become.
Devante, you know, because you've witnessed within the past couple of days the fall of our economy is going down. There are hundreds and thousands of jobs being lost, and on the horizon, this is looking like it's going to happen again. One of the reasons that I'm falling off from making webcasts every day, I got to tell the truth. I don't have any dreams and ambition for this country. I see my country turning into a shit pile. And I shouldn't use that kind of language, but I see it happening. I see it happening from the politicians at the top to the clerics, to the preachers, to the pimps. I see it when I see young people your age having, and I'm not speaking about you or anybody that you know, there's my neighbor turning around. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute, take it easy. I see all this stuff happening and people having sex like rabbits and nobody's caring about that. And the moral structure, as you said, has disappeared. It hasn't changed. It's disappeared. So, all right, let's go back into your dream. You want to play football.
Yeah. Okay.
And then what you want to do?
See,
because I need to believe in you, Devante. Because if I don't believe in you, and if you don't tell me how your generation is going to beat this, because you know what? What we're looking at is the the domino effect. You know what I mean by that? The domino effect. You know what the domino, right?
Well, explain that a little.
All right. You set up a pair of dominoes, all right? They're all standing up. You tap the first one, and it hits the second one, and what's going to happen?
The whole one's going to keep hitting each other.
And it's going to... The domino effect, that it's going to keep collapsing until it's all collapsed. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what's beginning to happen in our society. Where do dreams fit in when your society is falling apart? I'm serious.
I understand that.
I am making money, and the money ain't lasting the way it should. I bought a pair of leather boots yesterday because I'm going to need those leather boots to protect me, and they had to be the tight-fitting comfort boots because when the lights go out and everything go out, I got to be ready to move comfortably as I can. I don't dream. I live towards necessity. Now, what if there is no future for you in that?
Honestly,
what?
I don't know that. I can only say only God knows. But one thing I can say is that I could keep my faith because I already seen my downfalls in life. I'm only 21. I know that. I know I'm going to see a lot of downfalls because I'm only 21. And you're 70. You lived a long life.
Yeah.
So you see 70. You seen 21 three times already. God bless you. So other than that, I know I'm young still. I know I have a time limit to everything. I know you have to put a time limit on everything, even your dreams and even your goals. And you have to accomplish the thing within that time period or they just never will appear.
And then what happens to Devontae if he doesn't get that ultimate dream?
Well,
because I listen to you guys' music, and that's what the music is telling you.
Yeah.
The music is talking about, man, look what I got. Now, you know what? I don't think it was those guys' dream to have all that money. It wasn't a dream. You know what it was?
What?
They figured out a way that they can make their life work in the most aggressive way. And they did it, and it became financially important for them. All right, let's move ahead. I'm going to move ahead. 10 years in your dream. You're on an NFL team.
Yes.
You bought your mama that house that you wanted to get her.
Yes.
You took care of all your friends that you love.
Yes.
All your best friend, all your... Everybody's happy.
Yes.
Everybody, it's going.
Yes.
And you've even opened up a foundation for poor kids in the inner city, you know, to share some of the wealth that God has given you. Mm-hmm. Is your dream fulfilled? What about a woman?
No.
What kind of a woman?
Let me finish that. Right now, I meet a lot of women in my life, and I mess with the women I choose to mess with. But at the same time, I don't really let a female control me or distract me, because nowadays it's different from back then. Back then, a man would love for a female to be right there and with them and help and go on the same dream and have that female to love, to be with, to have somebody like your best friend.
Yeah.
Nowadays, we don't have that. We have distractions. We got some dudes in this world is very weak and let a female distract them and would, like nowadays, it's in our neighborhood. I grew up on 60th. And what we have is a gang called Neighborhood, the Rolling 60s and the Rolling 40s. And the reason I know that is because I grew up over here. So at the same time, I had to watch out for myself and know that I can't wear red and blue. Like I know how to. I went to Dorsey High School, so I can't wear blue when I'm over here at Dorsey. I can't wear a whole bunch of red living over here. So at the same time, I say to say this, the Rolling 40s and Rolling 60s, they was together. Now they not. Why? Because of a female. A distraction. They kill all black men out here killing each other over a female in jail, spending 25, 60 years in life over a female. All because of power, what a female could do, because they become a distraction. Now, at the same time, when you could control your own mind as a young man and don't let a female distract you from achieving your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, then, my friend, you are a very successful young man, because you're going to achieve, you will be a very successful young man, because you will achieve all your dreams, all your goals, because nothing is going to stop you. Plus, you have faith in God, and you always put family first.
You mean to tell me that some 40s and 60s gangs are at each other's throat?
Yeah, now.
Because of what some woman, don't tell me, the scenario went like this, that somebody from one hood slept with the girl from another hood, treated the girl bad, and then the retaliation domino effects start taking place. You kill my dog, I kill your cat. And this is going on and on and on and on.
Yes.
And it started over a woman. Now, you know that I've been telling you that I've been thinking about setting up a series of lectures. Ladies and gentlemen that listen to me all over the country and all over the world, you think John Coleman is asleep? He's not asleep. You heard my webcast yesterday. You know what I called it? I called it Update to an Ending, because I was thinking about stopping all these webcasts, stopping doing everything. Devontae, I'm totally freaking frustrated because nobody has a solution for your generation. Listen, if your dream don't come true and you don't get that car, and you don't get that stuff to help you get along your way, you're not going to survive, man.
This morning I spoke to my sister a bit, and right now I'm kind of mobileless. I don't have a car right now, and I like a lot of nice things in life.
And how I know do. That.
Yeah, and you know that I like a lot of nice things in life, and I have what you would say a require expensive taste and requiring taste for me. So at the same time, it's like I see it like this: from 10 years from now,
yeah,
it's how I see it. If I am blessed enough to get in the NFL, I'm blessed. But at the same time, I know I'm going to college not to go to the NFL. I'm going to college to get my education. At the same time, I'm taking advantage of that. If I could have I want to major in kinesiology and business. If I could have a double major in degrees and masters in both, or free education,
yeah.
And then at the same time, if the NFL don't work for me, I could bounce back, boom, be a physical therapist. I got a kinesiology degree. Plus, I could own my own restaurant, my own restaurant. Cause at the same time, it's like I honestly want to go to culinary school in my life. And it's like I'm only 21, John. I'm only 21. So at the same time, I have time to do all that shit. And why not start now? So at the same time, I know.
I apologize for Devontae.
I'm only 21. You got to remember.
He forgets that this is a Christian broadcasting thing. So
if
he uses language inappropriate,
I'm sorry.
Because that's where he is. No, that's okay.
I'm just speaking from the heart right now.
Yeah, right.
It's like I'm only 21. So at the same time, it's like I understand me keeping. If I keep faith in God, if I keep strong belief and strong faith in God, and keep strong belief, strong strength in my dream, and keep striving for both, keep doing right for both, do you honestly think God would leave me behind and say, forgive me?
No.
Okay, so at the same time, it's like, no, I'm going to keep pushing.
And I say that God has a purpose in your life.
Yes.
And the purpose is?
He would not make me waste 10 years of my life, 15 years of my life, to get degrees, work my hardest, wake up, work my hardest, go to work, and have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, I agree with that because I went to school 20 years at night, and that's why I do what I do. Yeah. And so, you know, I believe that God is. And so it's good for people to hear you say that you have this belief that God is, he's got your back.
You do got my
back. All right. And so if you don't make it in the NFL,
I got backup plans. A plan B and a plan C. You always got to have a backup plan. At the same time, nobody goes really achieve unless they really work.
You really think that you can do that living in this part of the country where you live? Or do you think it would be better for you to get away? Recently, one of Terrence's best friends moved to another state to go to school. And because it was better for him to do that. And I, as a matter of fact, I think it was better for him to do that.
Now, at the same time, unfortunately, I can't go out of state. So I got to kind of take care of my business in state and push harder. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, when I know one thing, I am going to get accepted into a Division I school. And that could be out of state. And when that happens, and if I get a scholarship out of state, like University of Washington, University of Miami, anywhere, I'm going to take advantage of that. Then this one, I'm going to take my advantage and then move out of state. But right now, I believe God want me to show him.
Hey, this is PJ. We're going to finish the interview with Devontae Anderson at a later date. Because you know what? This young man is taking his mother and his brother to lunch. Because you know when the young men stay with me, see that picture of Morio there on the website? See, Morio's mother is gone, died. Now, Devontae Anderson, I believe he's going to meet the objectives of his goals because he is the first real athlete that I've had an opportunity to to help. And you can see by that picture that he is working on blowing that body up the way it should be. And so I want you to pay attention to these webcasts as we see another young African-American male get on his feet and get his life together, all to the praise of God's glory. Wasn't it wonderful? Devontae, in this part of the interview, was talking about how God is the one that is going to, because You see, black men in our community, we have this background of that, but it has to be fine-tuned. And it's not about the perfect language, because I use some imperfect language on this little preview cast. And so you may hear some of the young men get real. It's called Real Talk. Remember when I had the bell going for Real Talk? Well, that's what Devontae Anderson gave you, some real talk there. So what I want you to do is I want you to tune in for part two of this interview with Devontae Anderson, my first and obviously not my last. Remember the ones that Morio and I used to put up for you? Well, God has just given me a new energy, span on energy to do more. I hope that you guys can continue to follow along and to see what's happening. All right, so this is PJ. I got to grade papers, got to get back to it. God bless you. I love you. And thank you for the encouragement telling me to continue to do the webcast. I'm going to do it as long as God gives me some young men that'll come in this Lucy Coleman studio and tell it like it T.I. is. God bless you. Till next time, you know the drill. Stand to the word. Bye-bye.